The doorbell rings, and a stranger's question changes everything. Do you have a daughter born at St. Mary's Hospital in Clapham 15 years ago? With those words, Allison's perfect life begins to crumble. Tom Truby stands on her doorstep with impossible news. Their daughters were switched at birth. His wife recently died of cancer caused by a harmful BRCA gene mutation, prompting their daughter Olivia to get genetic testing. The results revealed something unthinkable. Olivia isn't biologically related to either parent. "I think you have my baby," Tom tells Allison and her husband Jeff. "I think there was a mix-up at the hospital." Before Tom's arrival, Allison's life seemed flawless. She lived in an affluent neighborhood with Jeff, a successful novelist, and Catherine, a lacrosse star with exceptional academic promise. Their comfortable existence revolved around Catherine, school drop-offs, sports matches, and quiet evenings of domestic bliss. Allison treasured these moments, particularly their nighttime chats when Catherine would make space for her on the bed. But beneath this picture-perfect facade lay Allison's constant anxiety. She repeatedly told herself how lucky and safe she was, as though saying it often enough will keep it true. Her transformation from a bolshy council estate scouse teen rebel into a timid, self-censoring epitome of home county's respectability happened gradually. This anxiety wasn't unfounded. Allison's own childhood was marked by abandonment when her mother left, taking her three younger brothers but leaving 8-year-old Allison behind with her neglectful father. Years later, at 16, Allison became pregnant and was forced to give up her baby for adoption, a daughter whose face she never saw. Telling Catherine the truth devastates her. Her fury eventually shifts to concerns about inherited cancer risks. The Trubys want a relationship with Catherine, and as Jeff reminds Allison, only alligators get to care for their young by holding them in their mouths. Catherine isn't a child anymore. They can't shield her from reality forever. When Catherine begins secretly visiting the Truby home, Allison feels betrayed but follows Jeff's advice to pretend they support these meetings. During an awkward dinner, Catherine and Olivia, blonde and pierced like Allison, carefully assess each other. The girls are biological strangers to their raising parents, yet bound by blood to people they've just met. Biological connections manifest in striking ways. Allison notices Tom has elegant fingers like Catherine's, likely explaining her musical talent. "She looks a lot like my other two," Tom says before catching himself. These physical similarities force Allison to confront that Catherine shares genetic traits with the Trubys that she and Jeff could never have given her. As Catherine grows closer to her biological family, her relationship with Allison deteriorates. During a shopping trip, Catherine deliberately chooses revealing clothes mirroring Olivia's style, rejecting Allison's conservative suggestions, a conscious shift away from her adoptive mother's values. At lunch, Catherine animatedly describes an ice hockey match with the Trubys, glowing as she recounts how Callum introduced her as his cousin. This celebration of biological connection wounds Allison deeply. When Catherine lies about Olivia's presence, Allison realizes her daughter now deceives her outright. The strain affects Jeff and Allison's marriage, too. Jeff's suggestion of a joint sleepover party strikes Allison as naively optimistic. Their argument reveals fundamentally different approaches. Jeff seeks compromise, while Allison sees these attempts as dangerous denial. Their contrasting backgrounds, Jeff's stable upbringing versus Allison's turbulent childhood, shape these opposing responses to the family crisis. As the families grow closer, manipulation emerges. Tom's behavior becomes troubling, with inappropriate late-night calls to Allison about Catherine's counseling that probe into her marriage. During a community fireworks display, Tom and Jeff awkwardly compete for Catherine's attention like two seagulls struggling over a chip. The situation shatters when Tom forcefully kisses Allison, declaring they could be a real family since he's Catherine's biological father. A moment Olivia witnesses. Jeff's betrayal proves equally devastating. While organizing his chronically messy study, Allison discovers he's secretly using their family trauma for his next novel, The Swap, even incorporating her closely guarded secret of giving up a baby at 16 as character motivation. Catherine's trust is also betrayed. Tom later reveals to Allison that Catherine had confided in him about self-harm and severe bullying, information she'd chosen to share with him rather than her parents. The situation reaches crisis level when Catherine disappears after leaving a friend's house early. With her phone off and no trace, Jeff and Allison contact the police, with Inspector Miriam Davis taking charge. The crisis deepens when Annabelle Truby, Tom's supposedly dead wife, appears alive and pregnant. She reveals Tom's elaborate deception. He fabricated her death, deliberately moved near Allison's family, hasn't worked in years, and instructed his children to hide their mother's existence. A court order had recently barred him from contacting his children due to erratic behavior. Police classify Catherine's disappearance as high risk when they suspect Tom has her. When a copy of Brighton Rock appears at their doorstep with a cryptic message from Tom, Allison follows the clue instead of calling police, believing it's her only chance to find her daughter. In Brighton, Tom brings Allison to a remote cottage where Catherine lies drugged with Rohypnol, vomiting and barely conscious. Tom maintains an eerie calm, suggesting board games as if they're on a normal holiday. During a brief moment alone, Allison whispers to Catherine that she left clues for investigators and that Tom's genetic test results were fabricated, information that triggers Catherine's panic attack. In the kitchen, Catherine's suffering awakens a primal maternal rage in Allison. She confronts Tom with raw, protective fury rather than calculation. Their struggle ends when Allison strikes Tom, sending him crashing down the basement stairs. This confrontation validates Allison's belief that motherhood transcends biology, existing as an unbreakable bond forged through love and protective instinct. She secures their safety by barricading the basement door and breaking a window to call for help. By spring, as Catherine and Olivia approach 16, a new normal has emerged. Allison and Annabelle now work together on the birthday celebration, their former tension transformed into camaraderie. Allison has discovered Olivia's depth, her dry humor, talent for charcoal sketching, and ability to fit 32 Maltesers in her mouth. During weekly family dinners, Olivia's presence has become familiar, her artwork displayed alongside family photos. Catherine and Olivia have developed their rhythm, spending afternoons alternating between households while maintaining their distinct identities. Sunday brunches now include both families, blending new traditions with old ones. Through Allison's journey, we learn that motherhood isn't about genetics. It's about packed lunches, midnight fever watches, and proud moments at school plays. It's knowing how to cut a sandwich and which stuffed animal comforts during storms. Family is defined by who shows up for celebrations, hospital visits, heartbreaks, victories, and ordinary Tuesdays. As Allison told Catherine, "I never break my promises." That unwavering commitment forms the backbone of parenthood, regardless of biological connections.